to yourself as you are. Noticing the tendency to think that you need to be somebody else to meditate. Can you hear okay? Thank you. Welcome. Welcome here, body and ground. Feeling you're here. Feeling into your here. Please. And here at the beginning of our time in the hall this time, again, letting the body have some say in how the body is placed on the ground. At the beginning of the time, letting the body adjust, including feeling into your hands, coming inside the hands and letting the hands move themselves. Where the hands are makes a difference. And if you want to experiment with your hands, you could try holding one of your fingers. Just naturally. Or having the hands on the body, on the hips, for example. Feeling that contact. Feeling what the cells of the body do when there's contact. With the ground or hands on body. And if you wish, allowing the out-breath to be deep and long for one or two or three times. Pulling the belly in and flowing the air out more thoroughly, more deeply than usual. Feeling the cells of the body inside the throat, the mouth, the lungs in contact with the air. And how do the cells respond to that contact with the air? And then letting the breath have its natural movement of the morning, whatever that is. Let the body have its space. In the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, one suggestion for meditation posture is if you have a bunch of grass that's tied together, untie it. So the body as a bunch of grass that's tied together, untie it. Untying the body. Body welcome as it is. So not only relaxed body welcome as it is. a renewed openness to how it is. And disbelief in the way that our habit would look at the body. Oh, that tension in my neck. There it is again, for example. So that's a thought. That's not the body. Let the body feel itself and feel into itself. And during our whole day together today, the possibility of really getting into the touch realm, the whole experience of touch throughout the day. Not, of course, touching each other, but there's so much touch going on without contact with another human being. And starting with where the body and the ground touch. Taking away our idea about touch and getting into what's happening, where the body and the ground touch each other. Please. There's how the very outer layer of the skin feels. And how the deeper layers of the skin feel. And so where the body touches the ground isn't the only place that we feel the touch of the ground. Maybe even into the bones. Maybe even through the whole body, though the whole body is not touching the ground. Let the body spread wide. If needed, let the body gather itself together if needed. And then giving the permission to the body to really rest into stillness. It doesn't have to do anything. Stillness being a state of movement. So we're not enforcing stillness. We're discovering that when I don't have to do anything, there's a lot going on. And the movements of the breath, for example, the movements of the different rhythms of the body, also heartbeat, and other subtle movements that are going on by themselves. Those subtle movements, breath and heartbeat and other body rhythms. Have a chance to be felt through more of our body. They're less contained and trapped in small areas. So not enforcing stillness. Through the relief of not needing to do any particular movement, any particular posture, including the posture of the face. We don't need to try to be ourselves. We don't need to try to be a meditator. Just letting the face cells be free of having to hold a particular shape. And there's where we feel the ground and we let the body be heavy and we feel what's heavy go down. And we feel things start to open. We feel some things that feel more like they're going up than down. In response to letting heavy be heavy, light is light. We can also, through the whole day today, not just between the bells in the hall, as we get into the experience of touch, the many experiences of touch. Inside and outside your body. We can also relax the eyes and come more into hearing and less into seeing. Just whenever you remember during the day, can relax the eyes back and let the ears be more alive. With the mystery of however hearing happens, and whoever it might be who's hearing, so we're not creating a point that hears and then letting sound come to that point. We're just letting the process of hearing open up. So living. Is permission to feel. And when I say feel, I don't mean, okay, now turn to your emotions and what is your emotion. But it could be. But just having permission to feel. What happens to come up as being of interest. Maybe you feel something in your body. And you don't invade and try to change it. You just have permission to feel. As if you might find an interesting object that you don't know what it is on the ground. And you have permission to pick it up and turn it around and feel the different textures. And even if it's a body feeling, you might notice that you see it also, or you can listen to it, or you just feel it, or you taste it. And you start to notice that whatever body feeling you might come upon is not unconnected to an inner atmosphere that might include some emotion or mood. And you're allowed to feel that. To really welcome it. Even if it's a little unpleasant, we can still welcome it. We don't know what it is. What is it? And not being interested in what name we might give it, but what does it feel like? There might be a feeling that for 10 years we've been calling by the wrong name, and now we can discover very gently and powerfully, with direct contact, what is it? So gently means we're not expecting to get to a final answer, which allows actual feeling, where there's openness, exploration, not knowing. And that direct contact is what's powerful. Direct contact is powerful. And it happens through gentleness and steadiness. Which is welcome. As you are, and really. Welcome as we are, and really means whatever is happening in your mind is not wrong. It also doesn't mean we need to give that more authority or power. Just welcome. And we can start to feel into a kind of inner ground, maybe through the lower belly or the back of the body. Maybe through a sense of openness or spaciousness that you can't quite locate. You can't say where it is, but you have a slight atmosphere of openness sometimes. Sometimes it happens. That can welcome. Anything. So sometimes when it does so happen that there's a sense of a little bit of openness or a little bit of room or space, that's enough. We can rest into that and welcome whatever comes. And other times there's way too much going on. And we need to have some way of getting relief from getting pushed around by all of the thinking and feeling, emotion, reaction, defensiveness, and attack that is natural, but not helpful. And so I'd recommend that you have today to feel how it is when you go to your feet. Anytime in this hall or outside this hall. Is that good? Do the defenses come down? do the cells respond with a kind of ah or yes? And then you can experiment more with being in your feet or the lower belly or the hands or the back of the body or the back of the head or the chest. But you could start with feet or lower belly and see how that goes. Feel it. And sometimes it's just wonderful to allow the out-breath to be part of the scene, part of the story, part of the flow of sensations. But without blocking out the openness, if possible, we could sometimes let the out-breath again and again be a way to practice ah. To help our whole system remember that we don't have to try so hard. And that anxiety or pressure of trying to get it right or sure that I've got it wrong, that disappointment or frustration, that whole assumption can be left aside. Because here's another out-breath, and what does it feel like? So untying the out-breath from our memory, our image, and our idea of it. And when there is, when it so happens that there is a little bit of openness that you can kind of feel slightly, somehow, you don't know how, you feel contact with the ground, and you let that contact with the ground come right up into your whole body. So there's pressure on the skin, and that pressure comes through the skin to the muscle, the bone, the fat. Through the bones, joints, muscles, to the rest of the body. Gravity. And then sometimes we can feel a sense of openness. We sense openness or lightness or space. And it feels a little bit good. And that's enough. When that happens. And if we start to find ourselves getting complicated around trying to get to that state of openness, we can feel how it is to relate to an idea of openness with a feeling that there's a problem and I'm not enough. How does that feel in the body? And then let that whole thing rest and turn our openness to the out-breath, the belly or the feet, the contact with the ground. Thank you. ground, contact, touch, entering the world of touch fully. As if we would kind of go underwater and be able to breathe. We go into the world of touch. And there is sound, and there is a feeling of space around. And there's feet or lower belly or whatever place in the body, if needed. And there's the flow that we call out-breath. Or is that light touch of spaciousness, openness, welcome. Thinking keeps turning itself back on, and you just come into the world of touch, and thinking is sort of way out there somewhere, no problem. And it takes over, and again, setting aside. Meanwhile, feeling what that thinking feels like as you let it go. And turn openness to the out-breath, the lower belly, the feet, the ground. Thank you. welcoming stillness, not forcing it, but welcoming stillness of the body. Which means allowing it to have its living movements. Breathing, heartbeat, fluids, etc. And in the last minute or so, again, the feeling that you can be yourself. You can be yourself. It doesn't mean that you should try to express yourself as an individual, etc., but you can be into yourself. Welcome everything that comes up as part of that. Feeling the subtle feelings of hiding and showing off within the personality, in the body. Pushing forward and pulling back. With the steadiness and kindness of mind, so there's a kind of neutral noticing of pulling back and pushing forward, and just feeling it, what happens. Knowing we don't know.